Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
hanging out at Grindhouse Killer Burgers in Athens, getting ready for tomorrow's game between the Dogs and Alabama. Alabama!
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
And we had an Alabama fan here earlier, Mike, that was like, my belief in Kalen DeBoer, he going to be all right. Didn't sound like he was that confident.
The guy was looking at his shoes. He couldn't even make eye contact. I mentioned that story to Carl. I mentioned a few times being at a Hardee's out in South Georgia driving back from the Alabama-Tallahassee loss. And then people, we can get Saban back. He can come back. And I do feel they wish they had a rebate on Kalen DeBoer, but these monster contracts, and it's a strange time because if he loses a game like this, there will be calls immediately, and
for sure,
people like Feinbaum and our buddies over JOX in Birmingham, and they'll be losing their minds. And then I wonder, but who do they want? Dabo? I mean, where do you find that next genius? You know, I don't think that, I don't know who that guy is necessarily. And unless you can.
I said that.
Unless you're going to spend a lot of money to get somebody out of somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, the Belichick thing is also, I've even seen that written about. Like, go get Belichick. I don't think Belichick knows what he's doing in the college ranks. It's a nice concept to say, hey, we can make this like, because it's like pros, I'll have a general man. Doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
Does not work that way.
Hey, man, we went behind enemy lines earlier today. John Keim joined us from ESPN up in Washington. The two things you need to know about the Falcons, and we'll dive in here before we get back to some college conversation with our buddy David Pollack, and also what Rusty Manziel had to say about this game tomorrow, coming up a little bit later on this hour. First things first, Jayden Daniels ruled out. He will not play tomorrow, which means Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback.
Right.
And, Mike, you mentioned it. He has been named
captain, my captain. Yes, he is a commander on the Commanders. And, again, I think the way it was – you can understand this. And John brought this up. He goes, wow, seems like he got a raw deal down in Atlanta. Well, that's his side of the story.
Correct.
There's always three sides, as my dad said, his, hers, and what happened. But for those who don't remember the timeline – he was about what I expected. I told you he's a journeyman. There's a ceiling. Guys like him, like Jameis Winston, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, they can have a couple of good games, but they always go back to what their true center is, right? And what he was a washed-up quarterback who can do a few things right. And in Arthur Smith's offense, nothing was working right. So maybe with a guy, and I got to be honest, Cliff Kingsbury's brilliant offensive mind, he's going to tailor what they're going to try to do around what he's got left on Sunday. But they make him the commander because felt like he got screwed when they benched him for Desmond Ridder, and then he basically said, well, screw it, I'm going to have my knee cleaned up, and I'm not going to play anymore.
Yeah, bottom line is we have to defend the run. I brought this up. The Commanders are second in the NFL only to the Bills when you talk about rushing the ball. But there's a myriad of guys. It's not just one dude we've got to potentially stop. And Mariota's a part of that. So that's going to be story number one. Story number two is no Terry McLaurin. Their best wide receiver is out. Guys, they could still come in here. Do not get delusional and think that they can't come in here.
So I got Debo.
Exactly right. And win without their best wide receiver. But that is official now, Terry. We kind of figured that earlier this week. Now, from the Falcons standpoint, Mike, no A.J. Terrell. He has been ruled out. Ross said today he expects him
right
back after the bye week. So remember, we play Sunday.
Yeah.
We get the bye.
You get 2 weeks off.
Correct.
And the bye for the hamstring is probably just the thing. Only thing that's going to help a hamstring is rest. So that was kind of what we felt about it. They haven't really complained about Elijah Wilkins and Storm Norton. They'll be closer at some point to getting back, but the line's not the issue. It's the play calling. We're making national news, and great job by Chris Turtle Thomas last night to get Dan Orlovsky on, who did the breakdown on ESPN. And a lot of folks just feel you're not putting your quarterback in a place to succeed. the pistol had Kirk Cousins confused, or at least our version, not just the pistol, but the way we do the pre-snap motion. Remember on Quarterback on Netflix? Even Kirk, who's a veteran, was talking about, wow, I've got to really be on my P's and Q's with this. Well, you got a guy in a sixth game. So a lot of folks are saying, you got to streamline this offense. They're not going to do that. They're saying it's all about execution. You know, it's the old line. What's the old joke from Rich McKay's dad? How do you feel about your offense's execution? I'm all for it. Well, keep putting up stinkers like last week. Folks will say the same thing.
404-726-0929. More on the Dogs coming up. I want you to hear a couple of things from our quarterback, Michael Penix, as he gets ready. And this is a bounce-back game for him, by the way. Mike can't come into this game and play as poorly as he did last week. Then you will really start to have non-believers. Everybody has a clunker. He, again, is starting his seventh game. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. Everybody is, like, tripping off this whole thing. I'm not when it comes to Penix. I have faith that this guy is going to be everything that we're going to believe that he can be. He talked about a couple of things. First, he was talking about taking advantage of the deep shots. We have not thrown the ball deep. And there's a variety of reasons, right? You could talk about Darnell Mooney being out early, and then you could just talk about the way this offense has been operating. We're not taking those shots. Right. But Penix took blame and said, look, I got to try to take advantage of this. Here's Michael Penix.
We're trying to figure it out. You know, each and every day we're getting better. You know, I feel like it's always in the game plan. And, you know, whenever those opportunities are called, we got to take advantage of them. And I feel like we haven't been taking advantage of them whenever they have been called. And I feel like that's the only difference. You know, just haven't been taking advantage of it. And we got to start doing that.
He throws a great deep ball,
he does.
Mike.
The thing we talked about, all summer long, it's not like Carl and I did the show. Remember doing the show at Hooters, and we're like, hey, let's make up stuff about what we saw at practice. No, we saw these things at practice. Dropping dimes to Casey Washington, to Drake London, you know, to Ray McLeod. Not to Mooney because he was banged up. But we saw these things happen. And none of that is happening right now. And that's why, you know, and I know D-Led was kind of harping on it, and I think you agree, needed to have these guys playing in preseason to get ready in case the headset goes out, to know what has to happen in case there's an injury or you got to get somebody else in there. These are things which did not happen, and I think it's a reason why we look so bad. Even when we won the Vikings game, the offense was like a Swiss watch.
No.
The run game was working.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We weren't scoring touchdowns.
Penix was asked about the Washington defense. I was on up there in D.C. today, and a guy was like, Frankie Louvu's going to be all over your boy. I don't want to see Frankie Louvu. I hope that's not the case. But here's Penix talking about what he thinks about the defense.
Yeah, good defense. You know, I feel like they show a lot of different things. You know, I feel like between last year and this year, they're pretty similar structure. You know, I feel like they have an identity, and they've been doing good with it. And it's going to be a good game.
Under is 43.5, over under.
Seems very low.
I went under because I think it's going to be about like a 2017.
Okay.
I hope I'll be happy to be wrong about that. We're talking about 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But especially on our side.
No doubt.
But I just think from what we heard from John Heim from up in D.C., they want to run the football. Bill is going to get to run the ball a lot. And it might be just a combination of Mariota, design runs, and kind of playing to his strengths, as you said earlier.
So let's talk about Zach Robinson real quick, because I'm sure Monday we're coming in and one or two things have happened. One, this looks really good, and we are pleasantly pleased with what we saw. Or two, you're still very frustrated with the inability to score touchdowns, specifically from the wide receiver tight end position. So how much urgency does he have heading into Sunday? And I look, guys, when I say that, you're not screaming and cussing at guys.
Right.
What I'm simply saying is I felt like this offense, specifically last week, we were moving too slow. Let's get to the
no
line,
urgency.
Man.
It didn't pass the eye test.
Yes, let's get to the line. Let's get set. Let's get going. Let's get some plays off. Let's get some momentum. Oh, by the way, Zach, if you're going to do this pistol, and I'm fine with it because I think it works when it's executed, can we do a little no huddle? Let's speed things up and get maybe Michael Penix in a rhythm. Mike, how much urgency does he have to go out there with to get this offense right?
Well, I mean, the questions that were asked by the media and yours truly about, you know, what we're getting.
So you were grilling him.
I asked about streamlining the offense. No, they just got to execute. They got to do it better.
I heard you.
That's how I asked the question. But no, I mean, you don't have, okay, whatever Ike Hilliard was doing or not doing, that's not happening anymore. He'll be on the sideline. Zach Robinson's on the sideline. So if something goes bad, he can go right in there and he can talk to his guy face-to-face. They can get the Mac Pro, whatever the hell they use, Carl, and do their thing and show on the screen, here's what happened, here's what was available, here's what you missed. And hopefully in real time, on paper, that makes more sense. T.J. Yates has got to be more involved in this too, because that's your brain power on your offense, right? There's line coaches, you know, there's other guys, but this ultimately is on the shoulders. Oh, by the way, for Zach Robinson, he might not admit this. If he does have designs on that Oklahoma State job, which a lot of people feel they want him for, to go out to Stillwater.
Got to prove it.
You got to prove it here at this level.
Yeah.
Who's going to want, oh, we just hired an offensive coordinator who couldn't do anything with Michael Penix Jr., you know, who averaged 380 yards in college.
Guys, I feel good. I know many of you don't. I think they're going to play a lot better, and I do think we're going to see production that we didn't see last week. But the thing that I need to see more than anything is better execution across the board from this offense. You are building a season and momentum towards the season to be playing your best, hopefully at the end. We're not even close. We hadn't played our best. It doesn't look that way, and I'm fine. We've won a game. We need to win this week. Mike said it. Let's get to 500, go to the bye week. You can even do more reassessing right in the bye week. But this is the most important game because I'm telling you right now, the morale of a 1-3 team and a team with expectations coming into the season and all of a sudden you find yourself behind right the eight ball, it's not fun. So I think there will be urgency. I think they're going to come out and play better. And I know a lot of people, it's so easy right now. Mike, I said this. Vegas is like, oh, you saw the Falcons last week. Oh, the Commanders are coming in. They're going to win this game. They are literally making it so that people are going, Commanders, Commanders, Commanders. I don't believe that. It's a week-to-week league, guys, and I think they're going to come out and play better. And if they don't, then we got some real questions.
Right. I mean, like, especially – and again, we said this, losing to Marcus Mariota, and the Falcons screwed me over on a stick. Come on. That's revisionist history, okay? He lost interest when he was benched, and that's his prerogative. But now don't make it sound like, you know, somehow you got bullied. We paid you decent money, and you were terrible. Okay? You're just a bad quarterback who couldn't do anything on a regular basis. But this week – just maybe we lean on the. I know everything you said about. I agree with the offense, but the defense. We know we got some ballers.
We do.
So get after Mariota. Create some turnovers. How about we flip the field? Defense was dealing with the flip field for the wrong reasons because of Penix's mistakes. Let's get some turnovers. Marcus, I'll throw the ball to you. He'll throw some turnovers, and then on the other side of it, look, it's not that complicated. Swing pass to Bijan. Get your playmakers in space behind the line of scrimmage. If we can't develop things down the field, and let them beat a guy. Right? Because we know Drake can beat a man one-on-one. Pitts, you and I have been screaming for Pitts to get that ball. And look, and Penix, it was a horrible effort. He knows it. He owned it. There's no, like, he doesn't shy away from it. He was awful. Got to be better. Can't make those mistakes. The footwork, everything that we've been talking about.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on social media as well. Lots of dog talk on the way. We're going to let you hear our conversation with David Pollack, who stopped by the show yesterday, and it was just really good info when it comes to what he believes in this, what's going on with this team and what they need to do against Alabama. And here's the thing. He doesn't shy around the real major issue, Mike, which is, are they going to be able to get pressure on Ty Simpson?
Right. Both these teams, two powerhouses in the SEC, and they don't really rush the quarterback that well, at least not yet in this season.
All right, David Pollack's on the way. We're live at Grindhouse Killer Burgers here in Athens. We've been here all day having a great time. Thanks for all the folks who came out. Maybe they have left and come through just to say hello. And it's been fun today, man. And tomorrow's going to be electric, I think, at Sanford Stadium. I know it is. Looking forward to a big game. All right, more dog conversation coming up. David Pollack next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.